those of you who don't know me, my name is John Stiltner. I'm a fourth-year ETM student here at Ohio University, and this is my story. This is a story about how the Lord revealed to me his true character, and because of that, I've been able to find my true identity, my purpose, and my meaning. So I grew up in a loving family with two incredibly supportive parents who in every way pushed me to be the best version of myself I could possibly be. The bar was set high for me, and because of this, settling for anything less than perfection was never an option. And that's not because I would have to worry about my parents, what my parents would say, but that's just because that's what it meant to be a Stiltner. You were set apart. You were different from the rest of the world. And this was my identity. And I'm not going to lie, I was killing it. I was doing everything right. I was respectful, getting good grades, and I was excelling in sports. When middle and high school rolled around, for the first time in my life, I began to care what people thought about me on a level that would deeply impact my thoughts and actions. Making a name for myself and being seen by the world quickly became the most important thing in my life. And because of this desire to fit in, I began doing things that the world was doing. The good people that I was friends with growing up quickly began to do some not so good things. And as a result of that, I began to do that as well. Drinking, smoking, vaping, that quickly became a norm for me in my day-to-day life. And as these habits increased, the desire to seem perfect to the world was getting harder and harder. And I slowly began to care less about even what my own parents thought about me. I got a taste of independence, and I never wanted to go back to a life of boundaries. After months of my false identity falling apart and getting caught smoking and drinking on multiple different occasions, I had had enough. I ran away with plans on never coming home again. I couch hopped with different friends, and I used the last bit of money to my name to continue to feed into these bad habits that I had created. And now, about a month or two later, when I was out of money and out of places to stay, I simply just decided to come home. And surprisingly, I was embraced by my loving parents. They were just happy to have their child back. But shortly after, it was time to go to college. And having never broken these addictions from middle school and high school, the first decision I made upon choosing to come to OU was to join a fraternity, where once again, I fell victim to the only life that I had ever known. College made the desire for finding purpose and identity so much more difficult. And as a result, the flame inside the once eager kid slowly began to die out and grow cold. Even the worldly hopes that I grasped onto, they were beginning to fail me. And I lost this every sense of the person who I was. That's until one day my sophomore year, as I was walking into Nelson, I met a man named Brandon. Brandon asked me for a couple seconds of my time to fill out a short spiritual questionnaire, which I'm sure most of you in this room have filled out. And I'm not sure why exactly, but for whatever reason, I circled yes to get more information about Bible studies. He later reached out, bought me some coffee, which was awesome, and then invited me to a 180 just like this. And nothing has been the same since. The worship music began to play, and I was instantly captivated by the character of this God that they were worshiping. I began to realize in this moment that every motive I had for my own life was absolutely meaningless. I was faced with the God of the universe, and I had no choice but to cry in realization of my brokenness. And it was over the next few months that I would begin this journey of starting life over again. And it was hard, just as an infant has to learn the basic truths of life for the first time, or a young child experiences growing pains. Here I was experiencing all of that for the first time. I had to give up every single thing that I thought would make me, and I had to look to the one who actually made me himself. And I learned a couple things in this process. The first thing that I learned is that having a right view of God is crucial for your growth. In the beginning months of my new life, I carried some old baggage in with me, one of those traits being the need to act perfect for everyone. However, I quickly realized that this fake perfection does not hold up in the face of an all-knowing God. And this was difficult for me. Time and time again, I would fall short of God and beat myself up and think that I fell out of his love or that I was too broken or too sinful for God to love me. But let's look at how God reveals himself to us in the Bible. In Exodus 34, God speaks and says, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. And again in Matthew 11, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I realized that the quicker I could begin to understand God as merciful, gracious, gentle, lowly, the less that I would have to pretend that I'm someone I'm not in front of him. The second thing that I learned is that it's not about me at all, and that's actually the most freeing thing one could possibly know. We are all but dots on this infinite timeline, yet we seem to be experts at making everything about us. Newsflash for some of you guys, and I had to learn this the hard way, but it's not about us at all. And this false teaching that the world tells you crept into my relationship with God. I could easily go about my day checking off everything I needed to do, focusing on my problems, getting all my tasks done, and then at the end of the day, saving some time for God. Unfortunately, this is no relationship that will ever last. God has graciously made known to us that whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 25. So I challenge you guys, in light of my many mistakes, to learn from me today. Stop trying to find your purpose and meaning in a world that will always come up short. Rather, turn your eyes to the everlasting God, who's gentle, lowly, gracious, merciful, compassionate at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. It is for our benefit, our joy, our well-being, our satisfaction that God is most glorified, not us. And I know that many of you in this room are just beginning this journey of walking with Jesus. And some of you are in this room because a friend invited you, which is amazing. You might not know Jesus at all. But I want to let you know, if you guys choose to give your life to Jesus, it will be difficult, but it will be immeasurably worth it in the end. I'll be around after 180 if you guys would like to talk to me, ask any questions. I encourage you, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, ask the person who invited you, or you can come up and find me, and I can tell you about the good news that's in it. Thanks, guys.